Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Steve, talk to us about the blessing of God, man, and what's happening with this whole paradigm of putting God first. What happens?
Well, man, I've actually just been really excited. You know, there's a whole backstory to just watching what God's done. And a lot of times, you know, trying to tell others about what God's done in my life, you know, a lot of times, too, we can look at, you know, God says, you know, come after me. You know, we talked about just a recent scripture, the fact that, you know, when you seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, all these things are going to come. And it's just like everything that the world offers, it's like that's the secondary. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's like a lot of times we can get that twisted and say, well, I have to take care of this. I have to take care of, you know, the job, the house, the bills, all this. And it's just like God knows that. You know, he says specifically in his word that, you know, he knows exactly what you need before you even ask it. And, you know, when God called me, it's just like I had such a hunger to know this God that wanted to know me. And God just began to do just a radical change in my life. And so much so that since I've continually made it a purpose to put God first, God's been blessing me in the workplace. Mm. To my surprise of just like me, it's just like when people look at me and it's just like, no. Mm-hmm. Don't get this twisted. This is God doing this, because if you knew who I was, and it's just like, let me tell you the backstory. And even when I was in college, I was so hungry of just like, God, what do you want me to do? That God gave me a dream about my job at the time that I didn't even realize existed. Mm. And I had an up and coming career fair during the last semester that I didn't even realize, but then that specific employer was there. And it was actually Tracy that was working on my resume at the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the schedule that she has, she felt bad for how long, because I was asking, you know, I just wanted some wisdom, just not really sure how to make a resume. Come to find out, she emails me. She's like, I'm sorry it's taking me so long. I just finally finished it. The next day was the career fair. Wow. And I'm just like, the timing of the Lord.
That's God.
But the amazing thing was, is that, you know, I walked boastfully and pridefully into the interview process and was basically, you know, this is what I'm going to do and these are my plans. And they're just like, we haven't even offered you the job yet. So this is what you're going to do. I don't remember.
It's called the reading between the lines.
I don't remember all the details of the back and forth conversation, but that's basically what it was. Like, I went very boastfully, and to my surprise, I got the job. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, though, that was the
mercies of God.
Yeah, the mercies of God.
Wasn't there a little humility involved afterwards?
Oh, a lot of humility. I had to go back and, you know, just through wisdom of the Lord, seeking, abiding, and just like, okay, God, you know, this was your idea, not mine. But the beautiful thing was, is that I went through that process of understanding the fact, okay, God, you have to be first. Because it was your idea that gave me this job. Mm-hmm. So regardless of it, you know, because the major focus was, okay, God, I want a job where I can have the schedule that's needed to do what you've called me to do, to be here.
Mm-hmm. And that's important, because a lot of times people are finding the motive behind what you're doing, you know, the why of what you're doing is always key, foundational. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who are looking for work, but the question is, you know, why do you want that work? Why do you want mm-hmm. that job? What are you going to do with that? And as believers, you know, and for you, you said, listen, I don't want a job just so that I can get more things, stuff, and, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I wanted my job to conform to my ministry, to my call, not you conform yourself, you know what I'm saying, have the job, you know, your ministry conform to your job.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people can't do the things that they want to do or are called to do by God because they've put themselves in a position where they've either sought the wrong job or submitted the plan of God or the call of God to a job instead of to the Lord.
Mm-hmm. And that's a huge thing. It's just like you have to take in consideration, because God says specifically you cannot serve both God and money. You just can't. It's going to be one or the other. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, is that God wants to be number one in your life. And it's not about, okay, I'm going to do this, this, and this, and then God. Or God wants to be in the center of everything.
Yeah.
And that was that paradigm that God was just showing me mightily. And his favor on me when I was in the workplace, and even in a transition at that time when God, like in recent segments we've talked about, that God called me for a season to move to Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And I moved up to Pittsburgh, and even that was just miracles upon miracles of how God parted the Red Sea to get me there. And in the first month that I was in that city, I was top five in sales in basically the whole northwestern region of Pennsylvania, including the city of Pittsburgh.
Wow. Wow.
But it was just God just saying, this is me. This is my idea. Yeah. I brought you here. But the thing about it is that having that employer, having that business, having that job was an answer to prayer because it gave me the ability to do what God called me to do in that city for a season. Mm-hmm. And God did the same thing and says, okay, I want you to go back, to come back here. And it was, again, that repeated prayer saying, okay, God, do you want me in the same employer?
And he was back in the Gulf Coast, right?
Yeah, back in the Gulf Coast. And again, the prayer was, okay, God, I need to have an employer that will allow me to do what I'm doing right now. And it was a shift where I needed to work at night or needed to work basically the opposite schedule to be supportable and to be present here. And at that time, nobody wanted that shift. Mm. But again, it was the grace of God. I was just like, I'll do it. And they were just like, yeah, oh my goodness, that would be great. And again, God promoted me. And I was top in sales, top five repeatedly in the region, in the South Central region. Mm-hmm. But the significant thing was, though, is that during that season, my boss got promoted. And he had told me that he was talking with his boss, and they asked him, you know, who do you want to take your place? Mm-hmm. And he said it was me. And even my own coworker says, you know, we think that you would be a great, you know, leader in this place. You know, you know it very well. And I thought about it, and I prayed about it, and I prayed about it, and it's just like I knew the values and I knew the responsibilities, and to take that promotion would contradict me being here presently, and I wouldn't be able to do this 100%.
Here, meaning just your ministry, you wouldn't be able to do the thing that you're called to do.
Exactly, exactly. And that's a huge paradigm, and in that, last month, I was top five.
In sales.
Top five in sales again, but it's that much more, to my surprise, of just like pouring yourself out in God and just going after God, watching how God will take care of you. And that's the paradigm that we've so gotten away from in America, because we've placed work first and saying, oh, you know, I got to leave early, got to go do this. Mm-hmm. And it's just like when we put God first in all that we do, watch what God does.
Yeah.
And that's the amazing thing that he's doing.
Amazing. Putting God first changes your whole paradigm.
Absolutely.
And positions you in a place so that God can bless you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.